Today's guest is author Craig A. Price, Jr. Craig is a USA Today bestselling author. His novel, The Crimson Claymore, an epic fantasy adventure novel that has garnered millions of reads, was featured in Fantasy, had more than 17,000 votes, and more than 1,000 comments and review on the social networking platform for readers and writers, Wattpad. Craig grew up in the Pacific Northwest, as well as living in Utah for several years. He now lives on the Alabama Gulf Coast with his beautiful wife and two sons. Craig, what made you want to live a more creative life?
I've wanted to write since the first grade. My teacher, Mrs. Anderson, she made these construction paper on the outside and then put these papers on the inside with like the top half of it blank and the bottom half having three lines. And she put about five of those pages in there in the construction paper, fold it in half, and then staple it along the side. And she handed one out to every kid and said, make a book. And that was the first grade. And I remember I drew a cover on the front of that construction paper. I opened it up. I drew a picture on the top half, started writing a story on the bottom half for those 10 pages or so. And when I did that for the first time, I knew that's what I wanted to do. I actually found my own construction paper and an extra paper after that and just started making a ton of books, which I still had all of those books. But it was ever since then that I knew I wanted to do something creative and in the world of writing.
Do you plan your projects in detail or go with the flow? And why did you make that your process?
I've done both. I mostly do outlining now, anywhere from a light outline to one paragraph per chapter to several paragraphs with locations and characters. Several years back, I did a complete writing by the seat of my pants, ended up being a paranormal romance. And I did it just to try it. I like, being able to get as many different ways to write as possible. And I tried that once. I didn't really want to do that again because of how chaotic it got, even though I did get it accomplished. But most of my outlining in the past has been very simple, one or two sentences, some kind of framework that I have, which of course, as I'm writing, can alter and change a little bit. But as I've advanced in my career and got more and more books out, I have been getting a little bit more of a solid outline. I try these days to get one to two paragraphs per chapter. And one thing that I'm doing more now on my outlining is really getting to know my characters and actually making like character sheets and giving like a little bio of before they got to the point in the story where I introduced them. Because I don't want to just go into long backgrounds on each character, but I want it to be there in my head so I can just start weaving it in little by little in case something from the past kind of rolls up. So I found that the best way for me, starting with small outlines to completely writing by the seat of my pants to a little bit of a mix to more solidified outlines of these days.
Do you have another job, and what are the pluses and minuses about that?
Yes, I am a pipe planner right now. I was a pipe fitter for many years, where I worked on ships, Navy ships, and things like that, putting all the pipe together. And when I was doing that, I was able to listen to a lot of audiobooks, podcasts on writing. I kept a journal with me everywhere I went on the ship and wrote stuff down for ideas for books. And right now that I'm a pipe planner, I'm doing more computer work, so a little more intellectual stuff than the labor work. So that does bring me, it brought me down a little bit at first with my creative side, but as I got more into it, and right now for the past year, I've been working from home, so that's been a plus. The negative is a little less writing time because I spend time with my family. I have a wonderful wife and two kids, and when I'm working from home, I spend a lot of the day working. I might take a couple little notes when ideas pop up as I'm working, and I try and get a little bit done right after work when I try and focus on family time, and then try and get a little more done before I go to bed. So it leaves not as much time for writing as I would like. I'm going to keep on working toward that, to the eventual goal of becoming a full-time author.
What is something no one else knows about you that you wish other people knew and appreciated?
This is a tough one because, for the most part, I'm an open book. I don't have any deep, dark secrets that I'm aware of, at least that I'm aware of. I probably have stuff I don't talk about, but I don't think about not talking about it. I'll probably say that I am a excellent or horrible dancer, depending on how much you want to laugh. I used to dance all the time as a kid, dancing to Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and all them old pop bands, you know. I mean, had a lot of fun doing it. I actually had a little competition when I was in elementary school, probably fourth or fifth grade. My teacher had a little talent show, and it was a class talent show instead of like a whole school. And he asked us all what we wanted to do, and I had no idea what. God, I didn't have talents, you know. I wasn't going to write a book and read it on stage. But, you know, that's the only talent I really was developing at that point. But I had a couple of friends, and I said, you know, hey, what should we do? Well, hey, let's dance to some music. So we had no idea what to dance to. So we asked this girl in our class, you know, hey, can you bring us some music and we'll dance to it. We had no idea what she was going to bring. We had no idea what we were going to dance to. Only one of us had dance moves. My buddy Joe, he was good at breakdancing, and he was actually in that little talent show twice, once with him and his friend who just did breakdancing the whole time, and then once with us doing whatever kind of dance we were going to do. And so on the day of the talent show, we're there in front of the class, and this girl's in the back with the radio, and she just kind of got this big grin on her face, and we have no idea what she's about to play. And then she plays Dancing Queen by ABBA. And we have to figure out some moves on the fly. It would have been great to have a video of that, because I'm sure I was absolutely awful as I was trying to do disco moves. But that's a very hidden talent that that most people don't know about is my dance moves, either bad or good. But when the music hits, I do like to dance, whether or not I look good at it or not.
What are your favorite inspiration prompts, productivity tools, or creative routines?
So there are several different tools and inspirations that I like to use. Scrivener is a great one. I'm wanting to learn more programs out there. And just Scrivener alone has so many features that I've only scratched the surface with. But having Scrivener is definitely a productivity tool. I used to, a long time ago when I started, use Microsoft Word, and it was either have your entire book in one huge Microsoft Word document or break it out by chapters and have 50 different Microsoft Word documents for one book, and having Scrivener to be able to have a navigation bar to be able to go through the chapters and easily find stuff has saved me a lot of time and made me a lot more efficient and faster with my process. I also use this new program now called Story Planner, which sadly it's only for the Mac and iOS, because I'm more of a PC guy. My brother worked for Microsoft probably 15 plus years. But I did get a MacBook specifically for writing, because Scrivener is better on a Mac. The program Vellum to be able to format my own books, because I used to do that by myself in Microsoft Word, which is horrendous. And so I saw the Story Planner app and I decided to get it and play with it. And the, as I said earlier, with me improving my outlining for how I do my books, there are so many helpful things in the Story Planner app, from character profiles for all your characters, where it has everything broken out by like physical description, psychiatric description, a little spot for a bio, notes, all those different little places, you know, age. And so being able to put all that information in there. And then it also has the same thing for scenes when you're making your chapter, all these different pieces of your chapter when you're trying to construct it, being able to put this, all this data into these little tabs. And then it has the same thing for locations. And so I've used this story planner program. The great thing about it is, besides it being compatible through the Mac cloud to go from my MacBook to my iPad, which is nice when I'm laying down in bed with my iPad, I can keep on outlining, is the fact that it exports into both a Microsoft Word document and into a Scrivener file. So I'm able to do all my outlining on the Story Planner app, and since I use Scrivener to write, I can export a Scrivener file, and then when I open that up, all of my organization stuff is right there, broken out by folders for my characters and my scenes and all of that stuff. So it has definitely made my plotting and planning my books so much more efficient. And I've only been using it for the past 6 months or so, but I'm absolutely loving the program. And then if I want some good inspiration prompts, a good place that I've always looked in the past is going to NaNoWriMo.org, and they have these forms. One of them is plot adoption, where people just have ideas, but they've never felt like they could write the story into a book. And so you see these bunch of people just posting these random plots that they have. And sometimes you can take a couple of those and they'll spark ideas for your own plots, or you can interweave a couple of them to kind of come up with your own plot. And so that's another good place that I go to for inspiration.
No, the story planner especially sounds fantastic. I hadn't heard of that one before, so I'll need to take a look at that.
Yes, I actually have two YouTube videos of myself using it with the screen share up, so you can actually see me using the program. I did that for me to learn the program and to kind of show other people, if they happen to search for it on YouTube, to kind of see what the program is about. So I do have two videos where I kind of play with it a little bit, but it is a really neat little program. And it's, the great thing about it is it's cheap. Like Scrivener, you know, Scrivener is what, $40? You buy it once and you're done. Unlike some of those other programs I've looked into, like Ulysses and some of those other writing programs, where it's like a yearly or monthly fee. Story Planner is like $10 for the MacBook version, another $5 for the iPad version, and then once you buy them, you're done.
What three things do you wish you had known earlier in your creative journey?
The in and outs of finding editors is one. I spent a lot of time trying to find an editor in the beginning, and then a lot of money on that first editor for my book. And then at the end, while he was a good editor, I wasn't entirely satisfied with the product. I had a glorious one-star review that really trashed my book. And, you know, that first one-star review always hurts the worst. But I mean, this guy went on Goodreads and he wrote a darn near essay on my first book. And it was probably like 10 paragraphs. And then he replied to that review with another 10 paragraphs. Then he replied to that comment with another 10 paragraphs. And, you know, some of the stuff was a bit, you know, whatever. But some of it I'm like, yeah, I could tighten that up here. You know, like things like the item was the color of, instead of just saying the color. Like, you know, it was just a little bit of tightening here and there. Then I'm like, you know, I wish my editor would have knocked me in the head for that kind of stuff instead of this review. Now that I've gotten so far, it's much easier for me to find editors and find affordable and be able to find good reviews on the editors. And that's something I wish I would have known earlier in my creative journey for sure. Another one is covers. So my first cover designer for my first books, she's great. She's a great artist, great digital artist, but that is not her her full-time job. Or even part-time job. She just does it for fun. And so my first couple of covers, while they're absolutely gorgeous, they took a very long time to get. They often say when it comes to products, you have a triangle. You have your speed, your quality, and your price. And you can only pick two of them. And so she was quality and low price, but the speed was very long to get my covers. And I wish I would have known more about covers and more cover designers, which I have now. I'm able to get covers a lot faster. And while I still love my my first artist, and I might go to her again someday, it'll be for a project that I'm not planning on getting out right away. It'll be something that I just build covers to get all the covers before I write the project. So knowing more about covers and cover designers definitely would have benefited me early in my creative journey. And then a good support group. I had a local writer's guild here that's been helpful when I joined it. Just having that support and people to bounce things from. A long time ago, before I published my first book, I was I was pretty popular on a website called Wattpad. And I was one of the first featured books on there to where they actually started to feature books. I was one of the first three. And so my book got read several million times, several thousand votes, and over 1,500 reviews on my book. But back then, I had no idea about self-publishing. So I kept on trying to pitch to agents that entire time. And then by the time I finally learned about indie publishing and this whole other world, my fan base there had grown completely cold. And so just having a support group and getting into it early and learning as much as you can in that support group, that's something I wish I would have known about earlier in my creative journey for sure.
What is the latest tool or resource you've discovered?
The latest tool was the one that I've been talking about earlier, the Story Planner app for Mac. I discovered that not too long ago, and I've been utilizing it ever since. The latest tool I just got myself was Pro Writing Aid. After completing NaNoWriMo, there's a big discount on a lifetime, which I love buying something when it's a lifetime and not a yearly monthly fee. And so I got Pro Writing Aid, and that's one of the most recent tool or resource that I've really kind of gotten into. And I've been enjoying it because it's like Microsoft Word, the editor in it, where it shows you words that need to be corrected or could be tightened up, except for it's like that on steroids. So it actually has a lot more to it to try and tighten up your writing. Not everything, but I haven't got to play with all of the tools yet, really. But you can open up a Microsoft Word document straight into the program to work on, the suggestions inside of it. So you can save it, and then it'll be in the Microsoft Word document. And the great thing is you can also use that for Scrivener. You can open up Scrivener documents inside of this Pro Writing Aid program, and you can work on modifications and edits in it, in the program, and save it. And when you close it and you open up your Scrivener doc next, it's been edited, which I found to be really neat because I have a MacBook, but I would rather do edits on my desktop PC computer. And the PC Scrivener is 2.0, and on MacBook it's 3.0, so they're not compatible. You can't actually go from your Mac to your Windows to use the same Scrivener document. However, you can cheat and do it with Pro Writing Aid. So I was able to actually do my edits in Pro Writing Aid directly from my Scrivener doc on my Windows computer, and then go back to my Mac computer and open it up with the changes made. So that was pretty neat.
What project or message would you like to tell listeners about today?
My most recent projects is my sci-fi series Ghost Probe is my first one, and then it's Ghost Surveillance, Ghost Dragon. It's a comedic sci-fi in space. It's been very much people either hate it or love it because my humor is very, very much dad jokes, I guess, over the top dad jokes. I've had a lot of fun with that series. And then my most popular series is my Dragonia books, which is the concept of dragon riders against women riders. Who would win? I've had that idea in my head for a while, thinking about the aerodynamics of everything and having dragon riders and women riders and just kind of playing with that whole concept. And then, of course, the outlining program I mentioned is I do suggest if you're offered to look into that. I find it very, very useful. And that's I think that's the majority of the things to talk about it. People who like listening to audio, like this like podcast here, I do have 5 of my books in audio available on Audible and stuff as well. And the narrator, especially for my Dragonia series, is really great. He reminds me of the guy doing the movie theater movie trailers. Just the way he sounds is great. I'm a big audiobook listener, so when I heard him narrate my books. I mean, I love it because he actually does really great voice transitions for characters and everything.
Well, fantastic. I will make sure to put links to all of those in the show notes. Well, Craig, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a great show.
You've been listening to Pants On or Off, all about creators and the creative process. If you'd like to suggest a guest for a future show, please drop by ellenwynnbooks.com/guests. Now, go out there and make something fantastic.